This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hopefully a harbinger of things to come for the Braves in 2025. Those guys going back-to-back, as they have done a lot of times in their career. Hopefully they can stay healthy throughout the entire season. Obviously, that was a huge story in the Braves' 2024 season, and unfortunately,
the guy who got it started.
That's right.
The guy who got it started.
The guy who started all the injury nonsense last year has let off again. Unfortunately, the news today is that Sean Murphy is going to miss the next 4 to 6 weeks with a cracked rib. He got hit by a pitch on Friday in the spring training game.
Who hits people in spring training?
Let's find out who it was.
Yeah.
Let's find out who it was. Dox him.
Send some blue roses to his house.
What's that mean?
I don't know. I saw it on the show I was watching. It was hitman was giving out blue roses.
He'd give you a blue rose and then that was that?
Yeah, he was giving out blue roses. He's a hitman.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. So that's right. That's exactly what we're going to do. First, we got to find out who he was, where he lives, and then we'll get on that. But yeah, Sean Murphy's out for 4 to 6. Now, 4 to 6 weeks.
It's not long. He'll be ready. He'll be ready by the season. But will he be ready by the season?
Right.
You know what I mean? Because like Bo was saying, and welcome back goes back from Mexico, speaking Spanish and everything.
Bo's back and speaking
and
Spanish.
Speaking Spanish. But yeah, I mean, it will be like about a month away from the start of the season. So there's your 4 weeks now.
Right.
How much can he go? The ribs are tricky. We understand that. Mm-hmm. And they hurt like hell when they crack. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he had an oblique last year.
Right.
And he was out for
a long time. Remember, that was his, if I'm not mistaken,
it was his
first at bat. He strained his oblique, right? And then he was out, you know, because again, those things are tricky and they take forever. And he's a catcher, so there's that part of it too. Mm. And he was out for a long time and then just never really got off the ground.
Yeah, he did.
Like,
last
year was just not a good year
for
him.
You think that Travis come back, Lil D?
No, I think he's elsewhere.
I know he's elsewhere, but you think he might want to come back?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe they'll cut him like Jesse Chavez.
Yeah.
What I think is more likely is Drake Baldwin. Top prospect.
He's playing well.
They like him. They like the young kid. And he's off to a good start in the spring. 23. Chadwick Tromp obviously is in the mix as well, but I think his role is what his role is. You don't want him catching every single day.
Right. You want him to be the spell guy.
Yeah. Maybe once or twice a week, whatever. But yeah, Drake Baldwin now, who was having a nice spring. And it's one of those things where these guys, Grant and everybody that's down there, covers the team from A to Z. They're going to spend equal time on everyone because they cover the team. But sometimes I do like get a little chuckle when they'll spend so much time on some prospects. And it's like, we're not even going to see this guy for like 3 years.
Yep.
But then it's like, no, we might see Drake Baldwin on opening day.
So that's
why they're covering these guys like this, because you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, don't be surprised if he's not starting on opening day.
He may
start, because, like I said, it's 4 to 6 weeks, and you just don't know how long or if it's going to be fully healed, and can he go out there. And one of the things where if it's 4 weeks, give him five. Make sure the rib is all the way
There's
healed.
There's no reason to rush a guy back in April.
Yeah, and so
if it's going to cost you. Like last year, the whole season.
But the thing with it is, you said it just a second ago, like he struggled so bad. Like he never got going at all last year. And so that was a big part of the hole that was going on with him and RC and other guys like that. But Sean just hated it. I don't want to say he's injury prone or anything like that. But is this not his third injury since he's been here?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah, he's been hurt.
Okay. All right.
He's been hurt. So maybe he is injury prone. I don't know.
It's pop time, though.
Pop time's off
pop
the charts.
Pop time's off the charts.
Pop time.
It's pop time.
And to be fair to him, when he's been healthy, which hasn't been.
He's been good.
He was awesome.
He's good.
Like that, what was it, the first half of the first year he was here?
Good.
Phenomenal.
He's fine.
All-star. Really looked good. And then he kind of got banged up mid-season. Wasn't the same down the stretch. Last year, first game got hurt, and now we're hurt in spring. So, definitely sucks. But anyway, good to see some of the pop from the bats, too. Good to see, like we just heard, those two guys going back-to-back. Pitchers, by and large, have looked pretty solid from what we've seen. I know Ian Anderson had a better second start than he did his first start. That's, to me, like...
He's the guy?
There's obviously a lot of story. Yeah, that's the story I'm most interested in. Mm. It would be really cool to see him make the opening day roster and get back into the rotation and be a guy again. Like, he was just so good so early,
right.
You know? And then he's been derailed by injuries. I would love to see him back.
Where's Tommy John, right?
Mm-hmm.
Tommy John? Okay. Mm-hmm. Damn, Tommy.
At this point, one in three pitchers in Major League Baseball have had it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's just like that. That's got to suck as a pitcher knowing that this is probably going to happen to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you just never know every time you're up there if this is going to be the one. Is this going to be the pitch that's going to put me down for a year?
Right. It's like, I'm just going to throw as hard as I can until my elbow falls off,
yep.
And then they'll reconstruct it,
and then
I'll come back and throw harder because it'll be reconstructed, and then maybe I'll do it again,
right?
Because that happens now, too, where
right.
guys get it twice. Strider got it when he was in college. Now, I know that the surgery he got
was a little different.
This last time
right.
wasn't Tommy John. Very similar, but different in that it'll get you back faster.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have a name for it yet. Like, they have a medical name, but there's not a player.
Oh.
Maybe it'll be Spencer Strider surgery.
I mean, hell, Tommy John? Spencer
Tommy John.
Strider?
You know what I mean? That's a guy who was a pitcher.
I mean, that's about like what he had was like with all the Alabama players, we're getting that tightrope surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that year when Tua and all of them were getting that tightrope surgery that supposedly lets you come back faster and all those different things? That's what this is going to be. This is going to be the new tightrope.
Sure.
This is gonna be
and if it works,
rope.
Again, you got to have a guy, because Tommy John was like the first guy to get the surgery
right.
and have it be effective.
Right.
That guy was great. He won damn near 300 games in Major League Baseball.
Right.
But all anybody remembers is that he had surgery on his arm.
Right.
And everybody gets Tommy John surgery. I'm saying, Spencer Strider could be the new Tommy John.
That's what I'm saying. The Spencer Strider.
I love it.
The Spencer Strider.
Yeah. I'm all for it.
Come back fast like his fastball.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and 3-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.